What we're really screaming. We've all heard that there is more to communication than just words. What comes out of our mouths makes up only a small part of what actually gets communicated. The content of any communication is not nearly as important as the context. Here's what I mean. When we scream at our kids, when we get emotionally reactive, we communicate one single message: calm me down. No matter what words are actually coming out of our mouths, no matter how long our tirade is, no matter how old our children are, when we scream, the message is always the same: calm me down. Whenever we react to our children's behavior by screaming, we are actually begging them to help us calm our anxiety. We are saying that we just cannot handle the fact that they will not obey, or listen, or calm down themselves. We cannot handle this, so we flip out. I cannot believe you did this. What in the world were you thinking? Look at me when I talk to you. Insert whatever words you want. The message is always the same. I need you to comply, or else I'm going to lose it. And when I lose it, I'm going to need you to comply so that I can calm back down. All my emotional responses are up to you. How is a 4-year-old or a 14-year-old supposed to deal with that much pressure? And that's what it is, pressure. When we put all our emotional buttons in children's hands, we become totally focused on them. We have begun a sort of orbit around them, attaching all of our emotional responses to how they perform in school, whether they use good manners, or whatever other choices they're making today. The entire family's emotional life is now tied to the whims, frailties, and growing pains of the least mature members of the family. Calm me down, son, because I cannot calm myself. It doesn't sound much different from Bruce Banner. Please don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So what can you do differently? You can take back your remote control. You have to make holding your own emotional responses in your own hands your number one priority. Calming yourself down. That sounds great, you say. But in the heat of the moment, it seems I'm more inclined to do exactly the opposite. I know. In the blurry messiness that makes for an anxious moment, we start to rush, we start to panic, and we start to focus on the other person. We all have triggers, certain sights, sounds, or words that set us off or shut us down. Our triggers can vary in intensity depending on the time of day or the person we're dealing with or the location of the situation. And it definitely seems that no one sets us off quite like our kids. I hate you. You're stupid. Mommy, I made an accident in the kitchen. She hit me. I wish I had a different daddy. I never get to do anything. It's not fair. Why do you always have to go to work? I got my report card today. Dad, I just got in a wreck. Mom, I think I might be pregnant. Whoa, that got intense at the end, didn't it? As parenting expert Dr. James Dobson so appropriately titled one of his books, Parenting Isn't for Cowards. Steve Martin has a great scene in the film Bringing Down the House. Upon the advice of his hip and streetwise new friend, played by Queen Latifah, Steve's character decides to approach his teenage daughter, who has just stumbled in after an all-nighter, with calm instead of rage. With the facial contortions that only Steve Martin can create, we watch his attempts to stay smiling, cool, and calm on the outside, while clearly doing a white-knuckled boil-over on the inside.